This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller. Steven, go first.
Guys, looking at the social media on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, Tyler Shuck had a tweet last night, said, God's timing, if it was easy, everybody would do it. New Orleans, you will get everything out of me. Who dat? And then there's four pictures along with his post. One is him and his family after getting drafted. There is another one of him at Oregon, and it's clearly in the picture with Saints tight end Juwan Johnson. The other was his time at Texas Tech. And then the final shot, it's him at Louisville, and he's holding his hand up. And if you look at the scoreboard in the background, and I don't know if this is intentional or not, and if so, it's some all-pro trolling already by the new Saints quarterback. You can see 28-3 in the background. So shout out to Tyler Shuck for already getting, you know, initiated into the Who Dat Nation, getting onto their good side, and hopefully it was an intentional jab at the Atlanta Falcons right there.
Steve, it's funny. We've had numerous people come on, if it's been Chris Redman, Archie Manning, you name it, that come on to talk about Shuck. And everybody has been so positive about him. Now, again, you know, you go on social media, everybody's got an opinion, and that's what they got it there for. It's a wide variety of opinions there. But the people that we've had on, quarterbacks, former quarterbacks, every one of them have praised Tyler Shuck.
Yeah.
And they think that he's going to be a difference maker on this football team. And so that's a different spin than if you just, you know, on X or Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Now, like I said, again, everybody's got a different opinion on things, but the people we've had on have all spoke super highly of Shuck.
Looking forward to see what he can do and getting a glimpse of it come rookie minicamp next weekend.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with a real fun one from Jonathan Givony. You know, we're talking about, I think it's 13 days away from the NBA's draft lottery. And right now, only 106 players have entered the 2025 NBA draft. And that's the lowest number of early entrants since 2015, guys. The peak of it was 363 in 2021. It's like a third of that number when it was at its peak. And if you look at the bar chart, a lot of this has to do with NIL money in college hoops right now. And these players are, you know, staying in college for longer. Givony calls it a quote-unquote boon for college basketball to retain so much talent. But I just thought that was really fascinating. We're not really in the era of the one-and-done anymore, guys, I don't think. There's going to be a couple of those prospects that are just can't-miss guys that will go in the top five as freshmen, like, you know, multiple players this year. But at the same time, expect a lot of these really talented college basketball players to stay in college because they're making money with the NIL.
Charlie, it's funny you say that because we've seen a little variance also in the NFL of guys coming out early for the, you know, from the college ranks to the NFL because of money there too. And this is going to trickle over also into college baseball the exact same way because the money's there for a lot of these young men. And you can see that, you know, everybody kind of complains about some of the negatives. But if I can keep that player, if I'm a college team and some cohesiveness, if it's basketball, baseball, football, I would want that That, to me, that's a plus. Now, again, because of the transfer portal, it doesn't mean that you're going to play at the same school, but they seemingly, the trend now is more toward them staying at all three major sports, football, baseball, basketball, staying in school longer.
And a lot of players kind of opening themselves up to bidding, you know, going to the highest bidder, whichever school will pay me the most money to stay in college versus, you know, testing the water in the NFL drafts. I think it's a really fascinating thing to kind of follow. But just the numbers that Givony had given out, that it's basically cratered since 2020 when these rules kind of really started coming into place. I thought that was fascinating. Only 106 players entering the 2025 NBA draft early.
Guys, last night we had Archie Manning on, and he made a comment that in talking, because he had told me ahead of time, I'll have a comment about Kelvin Banks Jr., and it's a positive one, a real positive one. And he talked about, he thought this was late October, early November, in talking to Arch about Texas. And Arch told him the best football player on this Texas football team is Kelvin Banks Jr., and he's our leader. I mean, could you get a better recommendation? Now, Arch wasn't the starting quarterback there, but, you know, come on, you around all those guys. Texas got talent. I mean, they got players all over the board. So for Arch Manning to make that comment, you know, to his grandpa about Kelvin Banks Jr. and about his leadership skills and also his talent tells you what the Saints got here. And hopefully they don't mess around and start this stuff where he'll play left guard. Put him at left tackle. Move Fuago over to right tackle. You know who's your center. You know who's your right guard in Cesar Ruiz, your center's McCoy, and figure out the left guard spot. But if you can get that right, and if Shuck plays like everyone has spoken about him, then you've got something if you've hit on a left tackle and a starting quarterback in one draft class.
Sold.
Yeah, all those low draft grades that nobody really cares about because you can't grade players before they actually touch an NFL field.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that either, Charlie.
You can kind of throw that in the trash if that's the case, Mike.
Yeah, I get that all the time. You give us a draft grade. Man, I ain't doing none of that. I ain't seen them play pro football
it's
yet.
It's such a stupid process.
Check back with me in October, and I'll give you a much better grade. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.